to VOA News. I'm Joe Palladino. The new President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin had a little chat earlier today via the... Although details are just... including a couple that Biden's predecessors seem to show from. Subjects apparently include Russia's interference in the U.S. election, which according to U.S. intelligence fact. Also, Putin acknowledged bounty, which Mr. Putin has also denied, although for today he confronted a U.S. president. Other subjects included the Dark Treaty and the Soviet Impact. President Biden did tell Putin that U.S. supports Ukraine against Russian aggression. Pre-availability of COVID-19 vaccines is expected to fuel stronger economic recovery worldwide this year. The International Monetary Fund made this opportunity. The economy will grow 5.3% this year, more than 5.2% expansion, the IMF forecast in October, as the vaccines help contain the spread of coronavirus and governments to ease lockdown measures last year, the worst global action since World War II. U.S. senators will be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial of President Trump. House lawmakers will serve as trial prosecutors, made their ceremony last evening to deliver the article of impeachment. The White House taking a hands-off approach. Jen Psaki.
Allow them to move forward in pace and manner that the leaders in the Senate determine. And I expect that we'll leave the vote counting to leaders in the Senate from now on.
This is VOA News. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte handed in his resignation today, the opening shot in a bid to shape a new, more stable government of national safety, which came after his uneasy coalition government, the support of a junior center-left governing partner, has plunged the pandemic-struck country into fresh political turmoil. Conte is focusing on wooing the wily Silvio Berlusconi center-right Forza Italia party, which could be wiped out if fresh elections have to be held in the event of a new coalition can't be pieced together. Snap election likely would see the populist Lega party of Matteo Salvini and the far-right Fratelli d'Italia, both Eurosceptic, storm to victory, an outcome that would prompt jitters in Brussels and also complicate Italy's relations with the Democratic administration here in Washington. The European Union today called on the United States to join the alliance in creating a common rulebook to rein in the power of internet companies like Facebook and Twitter to combat the spread of fake news as well as protect data. In a wide-ranging virtual speech to the Davos World Economic Forum in Switzerland, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen noted how much the world has changed by referencing last year's EU concerns over the possibility of U.S. tariffs on European automobiles. The European Commission President called on U.S. President Joe Biden to join the 27 nations bloc's efforts to better regulate the tech platforms. A demand for bigger houses triggers the biggest increase in home prices in 6 years here in the U.S. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has this report.
Prices in the U.S. in November were 9% higher than 12 months earlier, fueled by a demand for more living space as Americans spend more time at home during the pandemic. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index, that's the largest increase since May 2014. Low borrowing costs also contributed to rising home sales, reducing the supply of homes and pushing up prices. For all of 2020, home sales reached their highest level in 14 years. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Joe Biden is set to announce a wide-ranging moratorium on new oil and gas leasing on U.S. lands as his administration moves quickly to reverse Trump administration policies on energy and the environment and address climate change. Two people with knowledge of Biden's plans outlined the proposed moratorium, which will be announced on Wednesday. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.